Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition, and you can join in by clicking on the link that you see on the show page below. And now, let's celebrate our wonderful connection with Creator, and prepare our hearts for worship. Good afternoon, and welcome to our service of worship on this Thanksgiving Sunday. We wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving. Our homilist and celebrant today is Bishop Liz Labazou. And now, let us take a moment and quieten our hearts and come before our loving God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God.
To you, all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you, no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. This is the collect for this Thanksgiving Sunday, the 19th Sunday after Pentecost. Faithful God, whose steadfast love never ceases and whose mercies never come to an end, grant us the grace to trust you and to receive the gifts of your love now every morning in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 32, beginning at the first verse. When the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain, the people gathered around Aaron and said to him, "Come, make gods for us. Who shall go before us as with this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt? We do not know what has become of him." Aaron said to them, "Take off the gold rings that are on the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me." So all the people took off the gold rings from their ears and brought them to Aaron. He took the gold from them, formed it in a mold, and cast an image of a calf. And they said, "These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt." When Aaron saw this, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, "Tomorrow shall be a festival to the Lord." They rose early the next day and offered burnt offerings and brought sacrifices of well-being, and the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to revel. The Lord said to Moses, "Go down at once. Your people, whom you brought up out of the land of Egypt, have acted perversely. They have been quick to turn aside from the way that I commanded them. They have been cast for themselves an image of a calf, and have worshipped it and sacrificed to it and said, 'These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt.'" The Lord said to Moses, "I have seen this people, how stiff-necked they are. Now let me alone so that my wrath may burn hot against them and I may consume them, and of you I will make a great nation." But Moses implored the Lord his God and said, "O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say, 'It was with evil intent that he brought them out to kill them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth'? Turn from your fierce wrath, change your mind, and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, how you swore to them by your own self, saying to them, I will multiply your descendants like the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have promised, I will give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord changed his mind about the disaster that he had planned to bring on his people. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 106. Praise the Lord. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who can utter the mighty doings of the Lord or declare all his praise? Happy are those who observe justice, who do righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Help me when you deliver them, that I may see the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory in your heritage. Both we and our ancestors have sinned. We have committed iniquity, have done wickedly. They made a calf at Horeb and worshipped a cast image. They exchanged the glory of God for the image of an ox that eats grass. They forgot God, their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and awesome deeds by the Red Sea. Therefore, he said he would destroy them. Had not Moses, his chosen one, stood in the breach before him to turn away his wrath from destroying them. O God, in your Son Jesus Christ, you richly bless us with all that we need, bread from the earth and the bread of the heaven, which gives life to the world. Grant us one thing more, grateful hearts to sing your praise in this world and the world to come. Amen.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4. Beginning with the first verse. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. I urge you, Euodia, and I urge Syntyche, to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you also, my loyal companion, help these women, for they have struggled beside me in the work of the gospel, together with Clement, and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Once more, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, the kingdom of heaven may be conquered to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, tell those who have been invited, look, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet. But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized the slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed their murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his slaves, the wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet. Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe. He said to him, "Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe?" And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, bind him hand and foot, and throw him out into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen." This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Thank you. Two simple words, but their effect together has so much meaning. Thank you are also two of the first words we are taught to say at a very young age. But yet, at times in our lives, it is so hard for some to even mouth these words. We will see this in today's Gospel of Luke, the story of the 10 lepers who asked for healing. They were healed, and how only one came back to say thank you. The gospel begins with Jesus on his way to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover. It would be his final and last celebration before he would become the Lamb of God that would save the world from her sins. On his way to Jerusalem, he had to pass through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. As he entered the village, something got his attention. Off in the distance, he heard something or someone calling out to him. "Unclean, unclean," was what he was hearing. He then realized that he was being called to by lepers, actually 10 lepers. To understand why these men said what they said is to understand a bit about their appearance and their condition. They were lepers with a terrible disease called leprosy, living outside the city limits. The disease starts off with a rash-like patch on their bodies, which eventually gets worse, and it attacks the major parts of their bodies, attacking even the nervous system, where the skin becomes numb. It also attacks the major organs, and many are said to have died, not from the disease itself, but from other diseases because of their weakened conditions. When they are diagnosed with leprosy, it is up to the priests that diagnose their conditions. And it's been said that they become the living dead, the untouchables of that day. They were not allowed to worship in temples or synagogues. They couldn't work because they were in so much pain. And they were sent away to areas outside of the city limits, away from their families and friends. So they formed their own groups, colonies, outside of their villages. They lived a sad, isolated life. Actually, leprosy is mentioned at least 40 times in the Bible. And it's been even stated that some people may have been afflicted with leprosy or other diseases because of their sins. If you read Leviticus, it explains everything you need to know about this disease. Now, leprosy was a common disease long time ago. And there are still some people in some parts of our world today who have leprosy. There are some lepers in India, China, Japan, parts of Africa, West Indies, and South America. They, the lepers, have heard of Jesus healing the sick and even raising people from the dead. So they may have entertained the thought that maybe one day he can heal them if and when they get to see him. But would he acknowledge them if they did see him? Luck would have it that the day the 10 lepers were out, they were close to the path that Jesus was taking to Jerusalem. They saw him passing by and recognized him. That is why they cried out loudly, "Unclean, unclean." It was their way to let him know who they were from afar, and also crying out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us." They remained at a distance as they were ashamed of their uncleanness that lay upon them. They may have even feared that Jesus too would reject them as the others had. But Jesus didn't ignore them. He acknowledged them. He looked at them, at their eyes, and probably even at their souls. They were not bad men in his eyes. There were 10 men who were just normal individuals who had a stroke of bad luck. Now, he didn't lay his hands upon them, and not because he didn't want to touch them. It was because he had to send them off back to the priests to get declared clean again and to be told that they were healed. Again, this was a part of the old law in Leviticus. He told them, go and show yourselves to the priests. You see, Jesus didn't heal them immediately. Instead, he commands them to show themselves to the priests for inspection as if they had been healed. These men must have had a lot of faith in Jesus, enough to go to the priests, even though they thought they were not healed. And yet, not one of them questioned Jesus. On their journey to the priest, they were told that eventually they realized they were healed. We can only imagine how grateful and happy they were to be healed. They can now return to their villages, their families, and even enter the temples again. They must have realized that their healing had to have come from Jesus, because after all, they didn't ask anyone else to heal them, not even the priest, because they didn't get to them yet. Now, what do you think the next step for the 10 should have been? For me, it was only right they would go back and give thanks to the one who healed them. And that would have been Jesus and the mercy that God showed them. Well, we know that only one went back, and he was a Samaritan. He was a sworn enemy of the Jews, just like Jesus. He came back with a thankful heart. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back towards Jesus, glorifying God with a loud voice. He fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Just as Jesus saw the lepers, whom others have failed to see, this one man sees what the other lepers failed to see, that God deserved the praise and Jesus deserved thanks. That is the way it should have been. I think Jesus thought the same thing as he questioned, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there none found who returned to give glory to God except for the stranger? Then he said to him, get up and go your way. Your faith has healed you. Maybe Jesus' question might have been a bit rhetorical, but he drew attention to the 9 who did not give thanks, and to the outsider, the Samaritan, who did. How could the 9 fail to give thanks? Well, perhaps they were so happy to be able to just get back to their families, their villages, and resume their lives that they didn't even think of it. So let's just use these excuses for the 9 for now. They're probably grateful. They had faith in Jesus, didn't show the way we think they should have. Is it safe to say that Jesus healed 10 lepers? But he saved the one. I know we would have given thanks, right? If we were under these circumstances, what would we have done? Or would we have been too busy to thank God? Dear friends, we've all been in a position at least once in our lives that we may have needed a blessing, a healing, or a prayer answered. Some of us may have been through a stage of cancer or another disease that we weren't sure of if we would be healed of. And yet, we have come to be cleared of such disease. In many ways, we are like the lepers. Everyone has had something that afflicts them. It is Christ who provides us with the healing, the comfort, and the strength to deal with our infirmities. You see, healing doesn't occur in one split moment. Healing is gradual and happens over time. This makes me look back at my life and some of the major obstacles I've overcome. Each one was overcome over a period of time. Of course, I was grateful and thankful, but how grateful and thankful? Was I just voicing these feelings of gratitude because it was something that we were taught to say, thank you, and I'm grateful? As I sit here today, I now understand that each obstacle I faced was overcome with God's help, for which I am truly grateful for. When was the last time you thank God for working in your life? Even if you haven't seen your breakthrough yet, it is important to develop a gratitude of attitude for all God has done and is still continuing to do for you. So let us be like the leper in the gospel. Be sure to take time to thank God for his work in our life, for his unfailing love and grace, and for all that he means to us. The gospel today comes to us just at the right time in our lives as we celebrate Thanksgiving this weekend. What should we thank the Lord for? Yes, we will give thanks for our families, for the good food we will eat, and all the material things we have in our lives. But let us give thanks to Jesus, just as the Samaritan leper did. We cannot be like the 9 lepers, so quickly forget what Jesus has done for us and how God has shown us his mercy. The Samaritan experienced the healing presence of God as he walked in the temple. We can say that what the Samaritan experienced, we too can experience, because Jesus heals us as he walks with us every day. So today and tomorrow, whatever day you celebrate Thanksgiving with your families, give thanks to God for what he has truly given you. Especially thank him for the things he hasn't done yet, trusting that God works for good in your life. And he does. Amen.
Friends in Christ, God invites us to hold the needs of our sisters and brothers as dear to us as our own needs. Loving our neighbors as ourselves, we offer thanksgivings and our petitions on behalf of the church and the world. In peace, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, hear and have mercy. We pray for all who confess the name of Christ. Fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray for those whose lives are bound in mutual love and for those who live in celibacy. Be their joy and their strength.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For all who are in danger, for those who are far from home, for prisoners, exiles, victims of oppression, grant them your salvation.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For all who are facing trials and difficulties, for those who are sick, especially now remembering those near to our heart in our prayers. We pray for those who are dying. We ask that you show all your kindness and mercy.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray for one another. May we always be united in service and love.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray to be set free from all hardship, distress, want, war, and injustice.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
May we discover new and just ways of sharing the goods of the earth, struggling against exploitation, greed, or lack of concern. May we all live by the abundance of your mercies and find joy together.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
May we be strengthened by our communion with all Christ's saints.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications to you, and you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when 2 or 3 are gathered together, you will hear their requests. Fulfill now our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come eternal life. For you, Father, are good and loving, and we glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins. confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Eternal God, in Jesus Christ we behold your glory. Receive the offerings of your people gathered before you, and open our hearts and mouths to praise your great salvation for the same Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to the God, Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who placed their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he may shatter the chains of evil by death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering, he took bread and gave thanks, saying, "Eat, this is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offerings of your holy church. Gather into one all who share in the sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit and the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. And now as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, O Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin, and protect us all from anxiety, as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be healed.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
For those of us at home, please join me as we say this prayer, knowing that Jesus is in each of our hearts in this time of worship. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, please spiritually come into my heart, where I am restored and embraced by your loving spirit. May I never be separated from your love and your grace. Amen.
Father in heaven, strengthen the unity of your church so that we who have been fed with holy things may fulfill your will in the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Glory to God,
whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
A thanksgiving prayer for today. Loving God, we turn our hearts to you on this day, mindful of your many gifts. For each one we are grateful, for each one we are blessed, for each one we are open to the abundance of your love. May this Thanksgiving Day offer a reminder to be generous with others as you are with us. We praise you, we rejoice in you, we give you thanks. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessings of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.